Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin Perek Chafei of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is really about the interrelationship between the Dayan and the Tzibor. So the Rambam writes in Halach Aleph, Hashal the Dayan Linog B'Sera La'Tzibor V'Gasas Ruach Ala B'Anova V'Yira, right, with a sense of humility and reverence. These are obviously related phenomenon, because if you have a sense of Yira Shamayim, you realize that there's only one, you know, true Melech Malchim Lachim, and you're there to serve him. And your way of serving him is by serving the people. But Yira Shamayim is obviously the foundation of that anivus, when the chopana samat leim yisera latzibur shulav l'shem shemayim nenash v'veno roa ben tam de chacham shenema l'chein yiru anashim lo yira kol chachme leiv,
right, that people who conduct themselves in this fashion will not be zocha to banim who are tamid de chacham. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, when he deals with those who are denied a chelek in olam haba, so the Rambam writes exactly within that context that Matalei Malatzibur Shalol L'Shem Shemayim is a terrible, terrible Avera. So why do you lose your Chilek Olam Haba? Maybe it's a failure Bin Adam L'Chavero. So I want to say, L'Shitasenu, that it's actually a form of Kfira. Because if you're, you know, Shalol L'Shem Shemayim, when a Parnas is Matalei Malatzibur Shalol L'Shem Shemayim, and he wants people to fear him, so it's like projecting himself as like some kind of a pseudo deity, which is completely anathema to everything that Halacha stands for. And you can see that the onesh that is recorded here is very much a mida keneged mida. He's treating the job as an entitlement, like he's some kind of a pharaoh. So you'll see it's not hereditary, and he won't be zocha to banim talmidei chacham here, of course, as we know. And, you know, all of the Migdalos and others are very quick to point out, right, the paradigm is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mod mikol adam, Asher al Panei Ha'adama. So this is like a critical foundation stone. We have to have an appreciation that Moshe Rabbeinu created the mold of anivus. And again, what we're suggesting is that anivus is related to Yira Shamayim in this sense. And again, it's just not just nenash, but if you go back to the Rambam and Hilchos Teshuva, it really is associated with the most grievous of possible punishments of Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. It's totally unforgivable in that fashion.